This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley plans to drop out of the race today. People close to her campaign are telling media that leaves former U.S. President Donald Trump as the last man standing on the Republican side in the race for the White House with elections in November. Haley lost big to Trump in Super Tuesday races yesterday. International mediators are in a fourth day of talks with Hamas in Cairo, Egypt, after U.S. President Joe Biden called on the militant group to agree to a truce with Israel by the start of Ramadan. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports on the hostage crisis.
Over the past 5 months, Israel's killed thousands of Hamas fighters, destroyed dozens of their tunnels, and wreaked unprecedented destruction on the Gaza Strip. But it faces a dilemma that was clear from the start of the war. It can try to annihilate Hamas, which would mean almost certain death for the estimated 100 hostages still held in Gaza, or it can cut a deal that would allow the militants to claim a victory and likely seal an end for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's long political career. Such dilemmas might be seen as acceptable by Hamas, which valorizes martyrdom. I'm Charles de la Desma.
South Korea's president vows he won't tolerate the prolonged walkouts by junior doctors. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Yoon Suk-yeol's tough statement made during a cabinet meeting Wednesday comes as his government is taking steps to suspend the licenses of thousands of striking medical interns and residents. They are on strike to protest a government push to admit thousands more new students to medical schools in the coming years. The government has repeatedly urged the striking doctors to return to work or face license suspensions and prosecution. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Communities in Nigeria's oil-rich Niger Delta, who say their farms and rivers have been destroyed by decades of oil exploration, are demanding oil giant Shell restore the environment or pay compensation before it divests itself from the region. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Nigeria's government has indicated that it would not block the Shell deal. Meanwhile, in the Delta, it's those like fisherman Chidioma Timothy who say they've been left cleaning up. He says he owns this lake, which he would fish or rent out, but that he has not made any money from it since an oil spill in 2019.
I decided to enter the water to move the dirty bit by bit, so that let me see whether I can have space to do my fishing.
However, he says you can still detect the smell of crude oil in the air, and the fish that are caught here can't be eaten.
The European Union's executive arm has announced a proposal that aims to supercharge the bloc's defense industry's ability to respond to the war in Ukraine, Russian aggression, and fears of fading help from the United States. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has this from Paris.
The European Commission's plan would boost joint European defense procurement and domestic production so that more than one-third of the EU's defense spending will benefit member states. Right now, for example, a sizable chunk of EU material supplied to Ukraine for its war against Russia was produced in the United States. Brussels also understands that years of post-Cold War security are over. Today, says European Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, Europe is in danger. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
And in other world news headlines, a Ukrainian drone attacks a fuel depot in a Russian border region, triggering a fire at a fuel tank, while seven Ukrainians are injured in a Russian drone barrage. With cheap Ukrainian imports fueling farmer protests around the EU, Ukraine's deputy trade minister pleads for an open dialogue to persuade the bloc's citizens that keeping open borders is in their interest, too. Southeast Asian and Australian leaders warn against actions that endanger peace in the South China Sea following fresh confrontations between Beijing and the Philippines in contested waters. And Palm Cove in Australia's northeast has been named the world's best beach. For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.